gosh, today is a beautiful day, and so are you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report Podcast. Let's get this show on the road. What's up there, you beautiful faces? Welcome to the Viral Report. I'm Lamar. All right, so let's get back into this thing. So, social media has been on fire since Keke Palmer's boyfriend, Darius Jackson's recent tweet. If you're unfamiliar, Keke Palmer recently went viral while attending an Usher residency show in Vegas, where she was seen all close up on Usher wearing a see-through dress.
Wait a minute! Who are you?
Yes, Keke Palmer, you know, she looked like she was having a good time, enjoying herself. You know, she had just recently delivered a healthy baby boy, and that baby weight definitely went to the right areas, because I didn't know Keke Palmer was all caked up back there like that. Keke Palmer having a good funky time over at the Usher residency show. Now, this is what made her boyfriend mad, okay? Because she was out in a see-through dress and he did not like her outfit choice. And so he sent out a tweet saying the following: "It's the outfit though, you a mom." Well, that tweet sent black women and some black men running to social media to give Darius a piece of their mind and to roast his ass. I want you all to take a look at what social media had to say, and then I'll tell you why I think Darius posted that tweet.
White skin.
But I don't know the non-curse way to say he got bit.
Humiliated, castrated, masculated.
Oh, all right, I get the point.
I mean, see, if it was a real nigga, if you lost your hoe to T.I., I'd be like, hey, that's T.I. But Usher, you better check that hoe just to see why.
You know what? You guys are right. I'm gonna go back there and put her in check.
Now that you know I'm not totally tied down to you, now you wanna play games with me? Well, understand, honey, I don't have to deal with you. I can go over here with her. I got millions of buckets to choose from, sweetheart. So you ain't stopping what's going on with me. So if you gonna act up, I'm about to link up with her. We out. We're done. And so that was...
You get your fucking hands off me.
Nigga, you gotta go.
The fuck is wrong with you?
And what happens if you ever had a Summer Walker situation with me? Some girl was just like, yo, just so you know, she was wearing like my Eagles jersey.
She's not even getting on the line with me. I'm not talking to nobody. I don't care. She could be standing next to you in a picture. My name, I'm blind. I'm Stevie Wonder to the bullshit. And whatever that we going through, is we talking about that in the closet. Like, we ain't nobody like...
it's on some like he's got a twin brother. Like, I'm not discussing
that. But then how are you going to react when people bring it to you? I saw your man, or I saw that. You know, people.
And I saw your man. I didn't want to bring it up, but since we're bringing it up, have you checked with him?
How's the dating going?
Dating is good, you know.
From Uncle Steve.
Uncle Steve is always trying to get me with the billionaire. I'm like, Uncle Steve, I don't need the billionaires. I just need some simple, simple stuff. You know, I don't like to mix my industry business with my personal life. I'm just laying low in private, love.
Uncle Steve ain't trying to get you with no billionaire. He trying to get you with somebody that has a plan to have something. That's what I keep trying to get you to do. You can't quit bringing these.
Anytime I see Uncle Steve out, he's like, now I got this guy. He's got a net worth of $300 zillion. And he, y'all can really create generations of generations
of zillionaires. You need something with somebody with something. Quit trying to give a boy your lifestyle and he ain't earned it. Everybody don't start off a billionaire, but you got to have a boy that's got a plan to at least be one. I'm not saying you got to be a billionaire, because hell, I ain't a billionaire.
And I'm dating.
Man, that's just crazy. Now, after social media got a hold of Darius to clown him, he responded with another tweet that read, "We live in a generation where a man of the family doesn't want the wife and mother of his kids to showcase booty cheeks to please others, and he gets told how much of a hater he is. This is my family and my reputation. I have standards and morals to what I believe. I rest my case." Well, the men and women of social media wasn't feeling that, so they kept digging their messy-ass claws into him, so much so, Darius ended up disabling his social media before resurfacing later on. If that wasn't crazy enough, clout chasing Aoki Lee Simmons came to the internet to ramble about a man she doesn't even know.
I don't know Keke Palmer's boyfriend. I don't know anything about him really, besides the current thing. But let me just say, I hate that man. I pray and plot on his downfall. I hate him. I'm disgusted. I think when my friend told me that, we were just like sitting, and I was like, what? I would love the chance to like punch that man. Like, who? I am appalled. No couth, not one drop of couth. Like, there's so many things wrong with it, but the way he did it was insane. What he had to say was fucking stupid, and the way he did it was so unhinged, and the follow-up was unhinged. Don't ever talk about Akilah again. Ever. Disgusting. And it makes me sick, because she gave that man a beautiful child, and he is yapping on the internet? Why do men talk? Ever. Just never talk again.
Right, anyway. So, in closing, here's my remarks, okay? I'm not sure what Aoki was even thinking there. It's kind of crazy how she would pray or be willing to pray on a man's downfall that she doesn't even know. I thought that's kind of strange. And to want to punch him. You know, this weird space that we're in where women just want to be violent towards men and say crazy things out loud like that and post it on social media, but a man couldn't do the same thing without being canceled is appalling. Just saying that she wants to punch him and she hates him and she prays on his downfall. All she's doing is just following the other countless women on social media who are just outraged over nothing. They don't know this man, just like she doesn't know him. But hey, this video is not about Aoki. People are outraged and they want to know, why did Darius post that tweet saying, "It's the dress though, you a mom." He posted that because I believe he had already had a conversation with her about the outfit. He did not agree with her wearing that outfit. I think that there's been some fires in their relationship here lately. This was a way for Keke Palmer to get back at him. Okay? She didn't give a damn what he thought. She was going to wear it anyway.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is. I mean, he could be walking down the street. I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to this man.
And he even said that he has morals and standards that he live by. She knows that. That's why she had a baby by him, because of his standards and morals, his values. So she saw something in him enough to have a baby by him. She didn't go and quietly get an abortion. No, what she did was she had the child. all the pictures and photos I've looked at, and this is just in a, from a public perspective, Darius is always close by her. He has her held tightly. He's holding her hands. He's always holding something. There's always a close connection. Even when he's holding the baby, there's a close connection. He seems like a pretty solid dude. Okay, Kiki doesn't strike me as the person who would have a baby by a man that, you know, she doesn't agree with his morals and values. So for the internet to just clown him, I don't understand. He said nothing wrong. And you can see a lot of misguided men out there also. They're jumping on the bandwagon with the women. Now, some of these women are probably just bitter because they don't have a man in their life who's taking care of the child and all this other stuff. I saw some people were saying that, you know, he's beneath her. Kiki Palmer grew up just like any one of us who's listening here. She did not grow up a princess. She doesn't come from royalty or wealth. This man said nothing wrong. If he did do anything wrong, it was putting that tweet out there. He should have kept it in-house. I do agree with that. But I think out of frustration that he really did not want her to wear this outfit, he posted it online. And once he posted that and social media got wind of that, the rest was history. They literally roast this man so much so he literally deleted his social media account. I don't understand what's up with people nowadays. A lot of these women, not all, but a lot, seem like they just don't like to take direction from men. And granted, this is not his wife, so there's only so much he can really do, because technically she's still single and he's still single. That's why I don't understand when people, they want to police who you can see. If you're a boyfriend, girlfriend, that's just what you are. You are a friend, basically, with benefits. If you actually peel back the onions and really look at a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, you know? And I don't understand why people get into boyfriend-girlfriend relationships if there's not an end goal, a purpose. You get into a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, and it's kind of going kind of off the rails here, but you get into a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship when there's a purpose. The purpose meaning that you want to start a family. And you want to get married. You know, we don't know the ins and outs of their relationship. Maybe Darius doesn't want to get married. Or maybe he sees a quality in Kiki that doesn't align with making her a wife. But she was good enough to make a baby mother. And marriage is not for everybody. This is part of the video where I want to know, what do you think? Do you think that I'm wrong? Or do you agree with me? Do you think that Darius had a conversation with her? She said, hey, I'm going to wear this outfit. I want to wear this outfit. I'm going to do my own thing. Do you agree that maybe there are some fires and have been some fires in a relationship for quite some time? Let me know your comments down below. I love you for watching. Make sure that you hit that like and subscribe button. I'll see you in the next video. Peace. Oh, man. This podcast may have ended, but the fun continues right here with other podcast selections. Or you can take it up a notch and head over to our YouTube channel to watch our well-crafted, entertaining videos. I love you for listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.